Heißt Toba Makanda etus Kandas. Sibonga Nkosi amathuba osivezela njalo anjengalawa ukuba siqoqane ngezwi lakho.
Thank you, Lord, for these opportunities which you always and regularly grant us when we may gather together around your word.
Usiphe sikudingayo ngomoya wakho ingcwele.
Grant us that which we need through your Holy Spirit.
Uyazi ukuthi thina ngokwethu sifushi asimpumpute kodwa ngawe ungasifinyelelise kulokho okuthandayo ukuthi sibe kukho.
We know, Lord, that in our own strength from ourselves we fall short, we are blind, but through you we may be enabled to attain to that which you have for us.
Amen. Sinenhlanhla ukuba nezwi lenkosi.
We have the privilege of having God's word.
Sisho kalula sithi izwi lenkosi.
And we so glibly say it is God's word.
Singathinteki ngalokho, singazwisisi ukuthi lokho chazani.
And it actually doesn't mean anything to us.
Sukele kuseni ngosikisi ngaba sezwini lenkosi. Kuze kube manje ngithi awu siyahlupha isikhathi ukuba sisheshe sidlule kube ngathi umuntu angathola amahora ngamahora ngezwi lenkosi.
From this morning 6 o'clock I was busy with God's word, reading it, meditating on it, and then I had to stop because the time had passed by, and I say, well, time is so troublesome. If we could only have hours upon hours to spend with God's word. There is no treasure as great and valuable as God's word. There is no mine, be it a diamond mine, gold mine, whatever mine it might be, that has and contains as many treasures as the mine of God's word.
Unkulunkulu wathi kuJoshua, lencwadi mayingasuki kuwe emini nasebusuku ngezikhathi zonke. Akusekumthetho osindayo lowo, ngoba uma wanambitha izwi lenkosi weza ukumnandi balo, uyakhala.
God said to Joshua, may this word not depart from you day and night. May it always be before you. And that is not a heavy load and a burdensome law. Once you've tasted of the sweetness of God's word, then you're actually sorry when you don't have enough time to read God's word. Some people say we're lonely. Nobody comes to visit us. Or some people say we are bored. But that time when you're alone should be the most precious time to you, where you have time to be before the Lord and spend time with His word.
Ake sifundizwe lenkosi ngokaMathiyo isahluku sesihlanu.
Let's read God's word then from Matthew chapter 5.
Intshumayelo yasentabeni.
The sermon on the mount.
NgokaMathiyo isahluku sesihlanu.
According to Matthew chapter 5.
Asiqale nje evesini lokuqala.
We start reading from the first verse.
Kwathe bona izixuku wenyukele entabeni. Esehleli phansi abafundi bakhe beza kuye.
Now when he saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him.
Wayesevula umlomo wakhe wabafundisa wathi.
And he began to teach them saying,
Babusisiwe abampofu emoyeni, ngokuba umbuso wezulu ngowabo.
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Babusisiwe abakhalayo ngoba bayakududuzwa.
Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted.
babusisiwe abamnene ngokuba bayakulidla ifa lomhlaba.
Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth.
Anketanga ngeibusiso uJesayibalayo la.
We have
ngithikwenele lokuma sithinta okuthathu nje ngamafushane.
We haven't read about all these beatitudes or the expressions of blessing that the Lord Jesus mentioned here, but I thought, well, if we will only be able to touch on these three, it will be sufficient.
Empeleni bekufanele ukuthi kube yintshumayelo ngevesi lodwa, babusisiwe abampofu, khulume ngalo ungakhulunywa izinsuku eziningi ngalelo.
In fact, we could have one sermon on each of these verses, on each of these beatitudes, and one could even speak many days on that.
Babusisiwe abakhalayo, banzi futhi leyo nto.
And where it says, blessed are those who mourn.
Babusisiwe abamnene.
Blessed are the meek.
Bese kubeke abomayo nabalambela ukulunga nokunjalo.
And it continues with, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, etc.
Manje la kule ntshumayelo sithola okumangalisayo.
Now, in this passage, we find something amazing.
Kodwa ngingakakhulumi ngesihloko sokuqala.
But before I speak on the first topic,
ngithanda ukuthinta kube amazwi esingeniso nje.
I'd just like to say a few words of introduction.
Kwathe bona izixuku wenyukele entabeni.
Some introductory remarks. When he saw the crowds.
Lapho uJesu eqala ukushumayela enza imanga zakhe, waqoqana umhlaba wonke.
When Jesus started with his ministry, he brought crowds together.
Bonke bebekhuluma ngakho, kuhlangana ixhuku enkulu.
And everybody was speaking about it. It was on their lips and crowds gathered together.
Manje lapho baqoqana futhi abantu abaningi.
And there once again, when many had gathered together,
uJesu wesuka wenyukela entabeni.
Jesus went up on a mountainside.
Begcwele abantu phansi. Wakhuphukela entabeni.
There were many people down there, and Jesus went up on the mountainside.
Ngokomoya kuchaza ukuthi uJesu akathanda ukuthi sihlale la esiqukwini esikhulu esiphansi. Uyafuna ukuthi ngokomoya senyuke sibe sendaweni ephakemeyo.
Spiritually speaking, that means that Jesus doesn't want us to live in the plains on the level of everybody else, but he wants us to go up on high onto the mountain.
Kulula phela ukuhlala laphansi ukudonsa kulukhuni.
It's easy to live there in a level plain, but to climb up onto a mountain is difficult.
UNkulunkulu akasifune endaweni ephansi ngokomoya. Usifune endaweni ephakemeyo. Impilo yakho ingafani nempilo ya wonke umuntu. Kodwa ufuna ukuthi impilo yakho ibe special.
God doesn't want us to be in a low down place spiritually, but he wants us to go up and to go up on high, that we won't just be like any Tom, Dick or Harry, but that our lives will be special.
Manje khona lapho ngithanda ukusho ukuthi ngikhuluma ngokomoya.
Now, I just want to emphasize, I'm speaking here about, I'm speaking a spiritual language.
Ngangashayela ucingo, Thala, students at Cape Town.
I once got a phone call many years ago from a student from Cape Town.
Ubeya, a universe, utiafund, ay, ezwe moyeni, unkulunkulu ungifune endaweni ephakeme. Ashi universe akhuphuke entabeni athayo thandaza khona.
And he was busy with his studies, his books. But then he felt, no, God wants him on a high plane or a high level. So he left his books and he went up to the onto the mountain to pray.
And it
wasn't long after that he phoned me again and he said, well, I really don't have peace to be busy with the books. I feel I should be on the mountain busy praying. But when I get onto the mountain and I pray there, I feel I should be at the university.
And
I said to him, my friend, you are in grave danger of going insane. You are not in your right mind anymore. You need to go to an asylum.
One
person told me that they felt they had to be on their knees crying to God to fill them with His Holy Spirit. And whilst they were on their knees, they felt they had to humble themselves more and go right down. So eventually, he lay flat on his stomach. And that person also went off his mind. That person didn't grasp that when the Bible speaks about humbling yourself before God and bowing before Him, it speaks a spiritual language. It doesn't speak about your body and physically doing something. We need to discern the spiritual meaning of that which Jesus says. And here where it says that he went up on a mountainside, should we now look for a mountain and climb up a mountain? No, you're mad if you think in that way. You need to understand the spiritual meaning of that, because you can be up on a mountain, but your life is down in the valley. You can lie flat on your stomach, but that doesn't mean necessarily that you have humbled yourself before God. You might be proud whilst you lie on your stomach. You can lie flat and then get up with that thing which isn't right in your life again. So we need to grasp hold of that spiritual mystery, because the Bible says that the letter killeth, but the spirit brings life.
Uthesuke waphakama wenyukele entabeni akathandanga ukuhlala la kuhleli isixuku khona kodwa wadonsa wenyukela wayentabeni endaweni ephakemeyo kusho ukuthi indawo.
And so when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up onto a mountainside, he scaled the heights, he went to a high place, spiritually speaking. When he got there, he sat down.
Abafundi beza kuye.
And his disciples came to him.
Manje ukhumusha kulukhuni. Ungazama ukuthi ukhumushe kanti akufani nolimi lolo okhulunywa ngalo.
Now, to interpret or translate is not an easy task because you can do your best and still it's not exactly the same as the original language.
Kuthiwa abafundi beza kuye ngesigiliki kujulile kube ngathi bebeza kuNkulunkulu.
Now, here in the English, it says his disciples came to him. But if you go back to the original Greek, it's got a much deeper meaning and implication than that. It is a coming unto God.
Hayi ukuthi bebeza nje ngesidumbu, kodwa ngokomoya. Bebeza besondela kuNkulunkulu. Abanaphutha lalokho.
It's not just physically coming to him, but it is a drawing nigh unto God. And they weren't wrong in writing it like that because Jesus is God and the disciples, his disciples, were coming to him as God.
Manje lamazwi abazowa kuzwa manje amazwi kaNkulunkulu.
And the words which they were about to hear and listen to were the very words of God.
UJesu usvezele indlela kaNkulunkulu, uNkulunkulu qobo lwakhe uvezele lona lo phakathi kwethu ukuba sendleleni yakhe naphakade indlela enjani.
And Jesus was about to reveal the way of God and whether each and every one of us find ourselves on that way or not.
Waqala ngabafunde abeze abebe kuye ba emva kwalokho baqhamuka nabanye.
So he started with his disciples that were with him, and after that others came as well.
Ngoba uNkulunkulu mayikhuluma, uNkulunkulu eqala ukusebenza, uqala kubafundi bakhe, uqala kulaba abaseduze naye. Hayi ukuthi abajombe nje akhulume nesixuku ushiyeke phandle. Uqala ngawe wena oshoyo ukuthi umntwana kaNkulunkulu ungumlandeli kaJesu. Qala ngawe.
When God works, he starts with his disciples. He starts with those who are close to him. He starts with you, who says that you are a disciple of the Lord Jesus. He doesn't just jump over you and work and speak to those that are far away. He starts with those who are his disciples.
Uyasifundisa ke manje ukuthi umuntu lapha emhlabeni angenze njani ukuze aphumelele ngokukholwa.
He shows us here how a man of this earth can be successful spiritually speaking.
Ukuba thola isibusiso senkosi esahamba la emhlabeni.
That he might, how he might receive and get hold of God's blessing.
Ngoba ngaphila usonte uzufe kanti ulahlekelwa okuyikona kona leso sibusiso uNkulunkulu akulungisele sona.
Why still on this earth? Because you can be going to church, you can say you're a Christian, and yet you're losing out on the real thing, that which God has got in store for you.
Uyaqalaka ngepoint lokuqala ngithanda ukuthinta ngamafushane izihloko ezintathu.
And so I just briefly like to touch upon 3 points.
Babusisiwa bampofu isihloko sokuqala.
The first point, blessed are the poor in spirit.
Isihloko sesibili, babusisiwa abakhalayo.
The second point, blessed are those who mourn.
Okwesithathu babusisiwa abamnene.
And thirdly, blessed are the meek.
Kuchazani lokho?
What does all of that entail?
Ngiyatabuka lapha ngesiZulu kuthiwa babusisiwe.
Now I'm just sorry, here in the Zulu it says they are blessed.
NgesiJalimani kuthiwa glückselig. Glückselig.
In Afrikaans is dit welgelukzalig.
Isibono. Sisondele kulokho. Akusisi isibusiso nje. Isi into engakhazeki.
The Afrikaans is close to the German, how it puts it in German. It's not just a blessing. It's something to strive for. It's something to be envied.
NgesiJalimani uma umuntu esefile siyaduduzane sithi usezelich. Kusho ukuthi ke asekho ekuhluphekeni, usesezulwini, endaweni eyisimanga. Sithi awungakhali ngoba lo muntu usezelich manje.
In German, if a person has passed away, then we comfort the bereaved and we say, don't be sad, that person is now salig. He's there in peace. He's in a place of comfort. And therefore, there's no need for you to cry and weep.
Saligheid is iets wonderlijks. Kulshu kuti, empeleni ngesepi. Nange sikiliki, akushiyo nje kuthi ubusisiwe. Ungachaza ngalendlela. Ubusisiwe kathathu. Kuphindwe kathathu.
So in the original language, it doesn't just mean blessed, but it is thrice blessed, three times blessed.
Glückselig, Glück inhlanhla. Yokuhlangana kwasezulwini.
As it says in the German, glückselig, that glück, it's happiness, it's joy.
No muntu ofinyelele kulokho unenhlanhla ngoba uthola izulu la emhlabeni.
And the person who attains to that is so happy, he and is such a privilege, he has attained to heaven. Whilst you're on earth.
He's so fortunate. Ubesho kahle ethi happy, thokoza, eneme, unenhlanhla, utholo kwasezulwini sahamba lapha emhlabeni.
That person is fortunate. They are happy. They have attained to that which is heavenly whilst you're on earth.
Uma bechaza. Ngesepiru, basho, bathi, uma umuntu etola leso sibusiso, angalingani nabanye abantu. Akekho eleveleni yabanye abantu. Usendaweni ephakeme, hervorragend. Endaweni ephakeme, eqamile. Noma kukhona abantu abayinkulungwane ezishumi. Uzomfica ephambili, ephakeme, uthola into ephambili, into yodumo.
In the original language, if a person has attained or received this blessing, then that person is on an exalted plane, an exalted level. If there's 10,000 people, then he stands out amongst those 10,000. He's not like them.
Bebesho ngomuntu endulo ndulwini. Uma umuntu eshiswa ngenxa yokukholwa, ebulawa yokukholwa, abe umuntu ofela inkolo, bethi lo muntu hayi akafi ukufa okufiwa abanye abantu, okwakhe kuqhamile, okwakhe kuphakeme.
And they would say that of the martyrs of old, those who were burnt on the stake and died a martyr's death, they would say, that person didn't die an ordinary death, but that person died an exalted death.
Manje uJesu uyaqhamuka uzala kulomhlaba wezono, kulomhlaba wobumnyama, kulomhlaba wosizi.
Jesus came to this dark, sinful world of heartache and sorrow.
Kuthiwa umhlaba uyahlaba. UJesu uza kulomhlaba. Into yokuqala uzani, uza nakuphi? Uza nokuphila okucicimayo kwasezulwini. Inhlanhla, umuntu abe nezulu esahamba emhlabeni. Abe aname umuntu, athokoze umuntu.
In Zulu it puts it so well, because the word for stab and the word for earth is the same root word. So the earth stabs you. That's what the saying says. But what does Jesus come with? When he starts, he brings this overflowing abundance of heavenly blessing and happiness and joy.
Abanye abakubonayo baze babe nomona ngalokho okutholile.
And where others, where they see that blessing, they're envious of that which you have received.
Kanti futhi lento itholile ngokomoya kuyagqama, kuyaqhubeka, uyaphumelela nokuphumelela.
And that which you have received, spiritually speaking, you stand out, you're exalted, you are blessed, you are prosperous, and you continue to prosper.
Lelo gqama nje lokuthi babusisiwe, basibusisiwe. Akusikho nje ukuthi ukubusiswa. Kuyinto yokuhlangana nezulu, kuphindwe kathathu. Uyabona ukuthi umuntu efinyelele kulokho, ufinyelele kokukhulu, akasekhe levelini labantu, usendaweni ephakemeyo.
So when it says, blessed are such people, it's not just a blessing, but it's blessed three times over. It's meeting with heaven right here. And when somebody, someone has experienced that and received that, he's not just like anybody else, but that person stands out amongst 10,000.
Kusho ukuthi uJesu ngokuza kwakhe ehlangana nabafundi bakhe, ebafundisa, nabantu ebaqondisa, ethi kukhona ukubusiswa kwasezulwini kuwo lo mhlaba. Ungabi nesihogo la emhlabeni, kodwa ube nezulu.
And so when Jesus met with his disciples and they came to him and others came to him as well, he brought them this message that it's possible to experience this blessing whilst you're here on earth, where it's not like hell on earth, but where you experience heaven on earth. Now, who are those who are qualified to attain to such a blessing? The poor in spirit.
Abanye bathi babusisiwe abampofu, thina ke simpofu, thina bantsundu simpofu, singolazaro, kusho ukuthi izulu lingelethu.
Now many say, well, we are poor here on earth, we are the Lazaruses of the earth, and therefore heaven belongs to us.
Namhlophe ngasho njalo, athi anginalutho, ngimpofu, kodwa izulu lingelami.
And even a white man might say, well, I'm so poor, so heaven must belong to me.
Umuntu akusho lokho efeba enemicabango emibi engaphili impilo engcwele awuye ezulwini, awufuthi awumpofu, ezonweni ucebile zonke inhlobo zobufebe, zonke inhlobo zamanga, zonke inhlobo zokweba, zonke izinhlobo zokuphuza, ucebile wena, awumpofu, urichi ngokonakala, ngokukhohlakala, ngokuba yisigwegwe, ngoba omunye umuntu ungathi hawe isidomu, kodwa ezonweni uhlakaniphile.
And a person says that whilst they're busy with adultery, fornication, drinking, living a degraded life of sin and stealing, etc. Well, such a person isn't actually poor. They are rich in sin. And just like a person that says, well, you know, I'm not really clever, but when it comes to sin, they're very sharp.
Abanye bathina ngeke sikhokhele u-Eskom, sikhokhele ugesi, ngeke. Bavele bathatha ingcingo nje, bayifake. Bayapheka, sebenzisa ugesi, benza konke. Uma kufika umuntu Esholala abhaliwe lutho ubengasebenzisa ugesi uma isefika bayakhipha nje lento usho ukuthi amadilopo abakhokha ugesi abakhokhayo ibona bafayo manje ugesi usubiza kakhulu ngoba uthwele ilaba abaqotho kodwa lapha bayizigangi bafike bafake nje incingo finish fika umuntu hayi akasebenzisanga ugesi uyabona ngisho ke ukuthi lo muntu angathi ngimpofu akampofu urich ngokukhohlakala.
People are very inventive when it comes to sin, like those who use electricity, but they've got their means and ways to connect those electrical wires that it doesn't increase the reading of how much electricity is used. And when the reader comes to check up the reading, then it seems like they haven't, they've hardly used any electricity. In the meantime, they've been busy cooking and ironing, and that's why the price of electricity has gone sky high, because there are only a few that pay. The honest people, they've got to carry the load of all those others that are so dishonest. And that's why I say those people aren't poor. They are rich in deceit.
Ahambe, uma isehambile, sokufakwa lento futhi akusabaleki lutho. Kuze kufike inyanga ezayo, beyofunda, hayi akasebenzisanga lutho, kade usebenzise okuningi. Umpofu makangasho ukuthi ungulazaro, uLazaro bengaphuquza ezonweni, ubehluphekile empofu ngokomoya nokumzimba.
And when the person comes that does the reading, they just disconnect their wires so you don't see anything. Once that person is gone, they reconnect it and they keep on using electricity like that. Well, don't say that you are like Lazarus if that's the case with you. Lazarus didn't wallow in sin. He was poor in body, but more importantly, he was poor in spirit.
Kusho ukuthi okusemqoka babusisiwe abampofu emoyeni. IBhayibheli liyasho ukuthi abaningi abampofu abengenazo izinto bacebile ngokholwa. Kukhona lokho. Kodwa kusho ukumpofu bokomoya. Kusho bokomoya, hayi izintweni zomhlaba.
And so it is important that a person be poor in spirit. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Yes, the Bible does also say that those who are poor in earthly things, they are rich in heavenly things. But then it speaks about heavenly riches. But here it speaks about being poor in spirit.
Umpofu emoyeni, umbuso wezulu ungowakhe.
Those who are poor in spirit, theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Manje uma silfunda ukuthi hawu umuntu abempofu emoyeni chazani.
So if we read that a person is poor in spirit, what does that really mean?
UJesu wathi bekukhona onothileyo. Isigwili satshala savuna awu a ukudla kwaba kuningi imvula yeza kahle langa kahle wathi hey nginenkinga manje ngizokubeka phi konke lokhu kudla.
The Bible speaks about a rich man, a farmer that sowed and planted, and he had a wonderful season. It rained and it grew, and he had a bumper crop. So he said, now I've got a problem. What am I going to do with my harvest? My barns are too small.
Ngizobeka phi konke lokhu okuvunwayo. Wathi ngizodiliza amasheta nginawo ngakhe zintsha enkulu wazakha athi ngizobeka ukudla khona.
He said, what would I do with all of this which I've harvested? Where will I put it away? So he said, I'll pull down my old barns and I'll build bigger ones And then I'll put away all of that which I've harvested.
Athi mphefumulo wami iba nokuphumula. Thokoza, jabule, udle iminyaka eminingi ngeke uphinde ulambe.
And then he said, I'll say to my soul, now rest and be happy and enjoy yourself. Eat, drink and be merry, because now for many years I won't go hungry.
Ngalobo busuku uNkulunkulu wehla wathi wena siyula ngizowufuna umphefumulo wakho kuwe namhlanje busuku bese ngibone ukuthi lokhu konke kudlule kuzodliwa ubani.
And then God came to me and he said, this very night I require your soul from you. You are a fool, and then we'll see who the people will be, or who will inherit all of this and enjoy that which you've put away.
UJesu wayesithi, kunjalo ke kubantu abanothile, abayizigwili kulezi zinto zomhlaba, kodwa emoyeni bampofu. Walahlwa ngenxa yalokho, wabulawa ngenxa yalokho, ngobumpofu, ngokomoya.
And then Jesus said, it is like that with those who are rich in the things of this world, and yet spiritually they are poor. And he was condemned and a castaway because of that.
Poge loku ku kushukuti busisiwa abampo femoyini kuchazani ngoba nakho sibona umuntu esihogweni ngoba ube nezinto zomhlaba kodwa ngokomoya ube mpofu.
So what does it mean? Blessed are the poor in spirit, because there we see the example of someone who was wealthy in earthly things, poor in spirit though, and he was condemned because of it. It's good if a person understands or grasps that I am poor in spirit.
Aphenduke umuntu uma ebona izono zakhe. Ebona ukuthi angihambi noNkulunkulu, anginakho kwasezulwini, athi ngimpofu, athi ngizohlangabeza inkosi ngezandla zingenalutho.
It's good if a person realizes his spiritual poverty, where he comes to repentance because of that, because he realizes, I've got nothing in my hands, I'll come to God with empty hands, how will I be able to stand before him with empty hands?
Ukuba mpofu emoyeni kuchaza ukuthi uthobe ukuthobeka.
Now being poor in spirit implies humility.
Ubone anginalutho.
Where you realize that you have nothing.
Umuntu oyiqhenyayo ubone nginakho uyahleka uyadla uyaqhubeka akanasi sidingo.
The person who is proud, that person laughs, is merry, thinks a lot of himself, and he doesn't see any spiritual need in his life.
Etansa, etzagong, kotwa, emoyeni, agana ingwebo.
That person just enjoys his life and tries to get as much out of life as possible, enjoying his life, dancing, being merry, but he's not interested in spiritual things.
Lobu bompofu kuchaza ukuthi awushayi utho.
This being poor in spirit means you don't think anything of yourself.
Ukthoba.
But you are humble.
Ube mncane emehlweni akho.
You are small in your own eyes.
Uzibone ngi insignificant angilutho.
You see yourself as being insignificant.
Uzibone njengokuba eshu Jesu ngaphandle kwami anakwenza lutho.
And you realize that which the Lord Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing.
Uma ungakwazi ukwenza into ngaphandle kwakhe, usho ukuthi umpofu.
And if you can't do anything without Jesus, then you are poor.
Kuthwa uMartin Luther lapho esembhedini wokufa.
It is said of Martin Luther when he was on his deathbed.
His sentence lakhe lokugcina alibhale phansi.
The last sentence which he wrote down.
Wathi thina sizincela nkobe sonke.
He said, we all are beggars.
Visit alle Bettle. Ngethukut. How? Umuntu omkhulu. Umuntu uNkulunkulu asebenze ngaye. Angasho kanjani ukuthi uyisicela nkobe?
Now you might be shocked. You might say, my, such a great man of God, so mightily used of God, how can he say that we are all beggars?
Sizicela nkobe ngoba ngaphandle kwakhe uJesu asinakwenza lutho. Umuntu ozibona ukuthi ngimpofu, anginalutho ngokwami. Konke engidingayo ngikuthola kuye.
We are beggars because we realize we can do nothing without the Lord Jesus. I'm nothing without Him. Everything that I do, I can only do because I'm enabled by Him.
Ngajabula ngifunda iBhayibheli esiphunu. Leli vesi ekhumshini elisha lihle.
Now, I was happy when I read this verse in the New Afrikaans translation because it puts it so well.
Salig is die, geseend is die, wat weet, hoe afhankelijk hulle is van God is.
It says, blessed are those who realize how dependent they are upon God.
Bezwele ukuthi, anginakuthatha isinyathelo, anginakuthatha isinqumo, anginakwenza lutho. Ngaphandle kwakhe ngidinga uNkulunkulu kuzo zonke izinto.
Those who realize they cannot make any decisions, they cannot do anything or even take a step without God, they need Him in everything which they do.
UPaulu waba neve enyameni yakhe elamhluphayo.
Paul had a thorn in his flesh that severely troubled him. He said three times he prayed to God that he would remove this thorn out of his flesh. And God said no.
Ngifuna ukuthi ube nalo leliva likuhluphe njalo.
God said, in other words, I want you to constantly have this thorn that will trouble you.
Athi leliva laba ingelosi kaSathane ingimukule ngazo zonke ikhathi.
He said, this thorn in my flesh was like an angel of Satan that came and slapped me through the face.
Ukuba angaziphakamisi kakhulu.
That he would not uplift himself too much.
Kusho ukuthi umuntu obonayo ukuthi ngimpofu ngokomoya ngeke ayiqhenye, ngeke ayiphakamise, ngeke ayibuke ngathutho.
So a person who is poor in spirit will never be haughty or uplift himself and think something of himself that he's so great.
Wazizwela ubuthaka emzimbeni.
Paul was aware of his physical weakness.
Wathi uNkulunkulu wathi kimi, umusa wami ukwenele ngokuba amandla ami apheleliswa ebuthakathakeni.
And he says, God said to him, that my grace is sufficient unto thee, for my strength is fulfilled in weakness.
Ngakho kunalokhu ngijabulela ukuzibonga ngobuthakathaka bami ukuze amandla kaKristu ahlale phezu kwami.
He said, for that reason, I'll boast of my weaknesses so that the power of Christ might rest upon me.
Ethi, nginento yalutho, kodwa angilutho ukuze amandla kaNkulunkulu abonakaliswe kimi, konke nginakho kube okukaNkulunkulu.
He said, I'm nothing. But I am nothing for this reason and purpose, that Christ might be made manifest in me.
Athi ngiweak, kodwa ngiyazincoma ngobuthaka bami, ngoba uma ngibuthaka, amandla kaNkulunkulu asebenze kimi.
He said, I'm weak, but I'll boast of my weaknesses, because if I'm weak, then the power of God can work through me.
Kaningi emnyakeni edlule, uma ngidabula amazwe bangibuza abantu ukuthi kufanele ukuthi senze njani ukuba sithole irevival.
Now, many times as I've traveled the world over preaching, people have asked me, what can we do to experience revival?
Ngithi, thandazani ukuthi nibe lutho ngoba uNkulunkulu lapha edala izulu nomhlaba walidala ngalutho. Wena thandazake ukuthi uphele wena. Kuqedwe konke kwakho. Uma usunathini, uNkulunkulu sengasebenza kuwe. Kodwa uma usazibona ukuthi hey, ngihlaniphile, nginamandla, ngikwazi ukwenza lokhu, uNkulunkulu kaye kasebenze ngawe, amandla kaNkulunkulu kaye kabonakaliswe kuwe.
My reply would be, pray that God will make you to be nothing. Because when God created the heavens and the earth, He created it all out of nothing. And when you spill something, God cannot use you. So pray that God will reduce you till you get to the point where you are nothing. Then God will be able to start working through you.
Babu sisi we glückselig, welche glückselig, drie keer, uma umpofu. Emoyeni usibone ngempela ukuthi ngimpofu anginakwenza lutho ngokwami anginakukhuluma lutho ngokwami anginakuthatha isinqumo ngokwami anginakho engancika kukho ngaphandle kwakhe uNkulunkulu.
You are three times blessed if you are poor in spirit, realizing you can do nothing without God. You are fully dependent upon Him. You cannot take any decisions without Him. You cannot say anything without Him. You need Him in everything. Jesus said, such people are blessed, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Akuphele konke kwami, noma kuyinkani, noma kuyikuphi, akuphele konke ngibe lutho Nkosi emehlweni nami ukuze umbuso wezulu ngihlangane nawo.
So pray and say, Lord, make me to be nothing. Bring my stubbornness to an end, or anything that is of me, that I might experience heaven whilst here on earth.
UPawulu walisebenzisa lelo gama futhi, Makarios, lokhu lesi sibusiso esiyizulu.
Paul also used that word Makarios, which refers to this heavenly blessing.
Encwadini yokuqala kwaseKorinta 7 verse 40 kuthiwa, abafelokazi uma behlele ebufelokazini babo bangabuyi bashade babusisiwe ngalendlela.
In 1 Corinthians 7, verse 40, where Paul speaks about widows remaining as they are. He says, she is happier if she stays as she is. That word, happier, is the same word.
Welche glückselig is daar die vrou. Maar natuurlijk, als zij niet zonder een man kan klaarkomen, nie trouw. maar welgesalig daardie vrou wat bly waar sy is.
Ubusisiwe onjalo ngale yondlela ubusisiwa kathathu ohlale njalo kodwa wena ongakwazi uqhubeka ngaphandle kwendoda hayi ngcono ushade ma kunjalo kodwa ohleli enjalo ubusisiwe onjalo
kuLuka 23:29 uJesu wathi babusisiwa bayizinyumba abangazalanga namabela angancelisanga.
In Luke chapter 23, verse 29, Jesus also said, blessed are the barren women, the wombs that never bore, and the breasts that never nursed.
Hlangana nezulu, ngoba unengane, uhlangana nesihogo. Ziphi ingane zakho? Uma zingafa namhlanje, uyoyifika ezulwini. Zinako komhlaba, zijaho komhlaba. Azinasi isidingo ukulamba noma ukomela izwi likaNkulunkulu. Basuthi bona, babona bekahle, thandaza ukuthi babone ubumpofu babo ngokomoya, ngoba ngaphandle kwalokho ngeke balibone izulu.
You say, blessed is such a person that has children. Do you meet up with heaven because of your children? I say, no, rather hell. Where are your children today? Busy with the things of this world, having nothing to do with the things of God. Pray that God will work in their hearts, that they become poor in spirit, otherwise they won't see heaven.
Ngoba wena mzali noma unengane esigangi uzoyivuna umi ngakusona ulahlekelwa leso sikusizo. Ubusisiwe ke ongazalanga ngoba ngekawe njengawe.
And you, parent, you still side with your child in their wrong. And you lose your blessing because of that. And that is why it is those that are barren, they are more blessed because they won't have that same temptation to fall in the way that you fall.
Ngiyabona ke ukuthi le ndaba balulekile kakhulu ibanzi kuyingcebo enkulu ngegama elodwa nje. Ubusisiwe.
Do you see how deep this matter goes? How profound, how broad and wide it is? Just this one topic or this one expression, blessed are the poor in spirit.
Wena usuwake waba nesikhathi lapho wasibona ubumpofu bakhe bakho ngokomoya. Ngaphandle kwalokho umbuso wezulu usiyo wakho ulahlekile isihogo singesakho.
Have you ever got to the place where you realized you are poor in spirit? If you haven't, then you're lost and doomed and hell is yours.
Umbuso wezulu akusiyo wakho.
Heaven is not yours.
Ngiyayeka noma ungaqhutshekwa ngalinda. Kodwa ke nxa yesikhathi angiyeke. Ipointlessbili babusisiwa abakhalayo ngoba bayakududuzwa.
Now I could still continue on that, but I'll stop there with that point. We continue. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted.
Khona abakhalayo, kodwa ukukhala kwabo akunasibusiso.
There are those who mourn and cry, but their crying has no blessing on it.
Akhala umuntu akhala inyembezi ezidabukela.
Where a person cries tears because of self-pity.
Mhlawumbe isono sakhe abesifihla sesivela obala. Akhala inyembezi ngalokho. Akakhali ngoba eyisola ngobubi bakhe. Usale ngoba ukhala ngoba sesidalulekile sengizolahlekelwa umsebenzi sengizoxoshwa. Akhala umuntu lokho ukukhala hayi akushiko lokho.
Where a person has been hiding and covering up his sin and then it gets exposed, he is found out, and then that person cries, but he doesn't cry because he's remorse over his sin. He just cries because of the embarrassment, Maybe he cries because he's going to lose his job. He's going to be expelled. Such a crying doesn't have a blessing on it. It doesn't speak of such mourning here. And then a person cries, says, I just don't know how I ever landed in this and why this should have happened to me. There are many types of crying with no blessing on it. Where maybe you cry because a thief came and stole your money. It doesn't speak of such crying here. Or maybe your car is damaged, had an accident, or stolen, or broke down, or maybe your house burned down, and then you cry. No, it doesn't speak of such crying either.
Godly sorrow.
No, it speaks here about mourning over your sin, as the Bible says that godly sorrow brings about repentance. When you look at your life,
lapho ubuhamba khona, lapho ubugqoka khona, ukhumbule ubukusise bese uthatha iBhayibheli uhlole ukuthi lona lithini, bese ubone igap elikhulu phakathi kwalokho nalokho, bese ukhale uthi hawu Nkosi, ngingumoni, ngiyisoni, ngithethelele. Hayi ukuthi usho ngokuzenzisa, kodwa njengendodana yolahleko, ithi baba kusafanele ukuthi ngibizwe indodana yakho, ngenze ngibe umunye wabantu abasebenza itoho kuwe.
Where a person looks at his life, his past, his conduct, the way that he dressed, the way that he talked and did everything, and then he compares it to God's word, and then he sees that there is such a great gulf between the way that he lived and what God's word requires, and where that person then mourns about his own life and says, oh God, have mercy upon me, a sinner. And he doesn't do it hypocritically, but like the prodigal son, say, Father, I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Just make me like one of your hirelings. And you mourn over your sin in such a manner that it causes you to part and separate from that sin.
Usibone isono sakho uzukhale, ukhale, ubuke ingane yakho ayinayise, ukhale, uthi hawu Nkosi ngaba mubi, ngisisidwedwe esingcolile phambi kwakho. Ukhale uzuphenduke.
Not like a woman who has a boyfriend and then the boyfriend parts from her, goes to somebody else, and then you cry because of that. No, such mourning has no blessing on it, but rather that you acknowledge your sinfulness, your evil, your wickedness before God. When you say, I'm immoral, I'm an immoral woman, I'm like a prostitute, having an affair with a man, not being married to him, and when you cry even about what you've done to your children, that they have to grow up without a father, and you say, I'm an evil woman.
Beseke babusisiwa bakhalayo ngoba bayakududuzwa ngoba uzokhala ubona izono zakho ukhaliswa izono zakho uzivume uhlanzwe ngegazi likaJesu uthethelelwe usiyaduduzwa.
It says, blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. When you mourn over your sin, and you confess your sin, and you part from it, then you receive forgiveness, you receive cleansing from your sin, where you are washed, and then you are comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth.
Amanye amahumusho asho kanje, babusisiwe abamnene ngoba bazolidla ifa lomhlaba omusha.
Now some translators translate it like this. They say, blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the new earth.
La kuthiwa babusisiwe abamnene bazolidla ifa.
But here it just plainly says, blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Now there are many whites who have lost their land, their farms, their property. Why is that? Because the Bible says, blessed are those who are meek, for they will inherit the earth.
Ngoba abazange babe meek, babe mnene, sibe alahlekelwa ke. Ikhona indlela yokulisa ifa lomhlaba. Udle umhlaba, ifa lomhlaba. Kodwa uNkulunkulu uthi fanele ukuthi ube mnene.
Why? They were never meek. They never were meek there where they were. And that is why they are losing that which they had. There is a way where God says that you can inherit the earth, but that is by being meek.
Ukuba mnene, ukuba into enjani?
What does it mean to be meek? How should you be?
Ukuba mnene thobe ube umuntu othobekile.
You need to go down. You need to humble yourself.
Thobe kusho ukuthi ukuthoba.
Where you go down, you bow, you humble yourself.
Uyabekezela.
You are patient.
Khona uyolidla ifa lomhlaba.
And then you will inherit the earth.
Kusho ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyasifundisa ukuba kumele ukuba senze njani. Uma uhluleka ukubekezela, uma uhluleka ukuba mnene, if you fail to be meek, to be mild, to be patient, to be long-suffering, you lose what you've got. You won't inherit the earth.
Mawuhluleka ukuba mnene, ukuzithoba, ukuba umuntu ophatha abanye ngoba umnene, ubabekezelele, uzolahlekelwa yilokho onakho, ngeke udle ifa lomhlaba.
To be meek does not consist in a person's outward behavior only.
Ukuba mnene akukhazi nje ukuthi ngaphandle uziveze ukuthi umuntu osithobile.
But an inward wrought grace of the soul.
Hayi nje ukuthi uFarisi uveze ngaphandle kodwa kube into engaphakathi kwakho. Usetshenziwe nguNkulunkulu ube nalobumnene ngaphakathi kwakho.
Ube outwardly you meek and mild, but not in your heart. You've got to be meek in your heart and mild, patient. Have the ability of being long-suffering. Konke lokhu ungaphatheki kabi. Kusho ukuthi uma ungamnene uzomelana nezinto, uzokulwa noNkulunkulu, umsole uNkulunkulu, ulwe nabantu futhi.
When you lack that meekness, you will fight against people and even against God himself.
Umsole.
Finding fault with him.
Kusho ukuthi busisi abamnene bayolidla ifa.
But
lomhlaba.
Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth.
Kodwa uma ulwa, uma phikisana, uma uxabana, uma thatha umuntu ngamawala, ngeke ulidle ifa lomhlaba, uzolahlekelwa yilona. Nalokho nakho uzolahlekelwa yilona. Kodwa uma umnene, uthobile, uyabekezela, uzolidla ifa lomhlaba. Hayi ukuthi usuzofuna umhlaba. Kuthiwa khohlwana komhlaba, funana kwaphezulu. Kodwa uJesu uthi kukhona nokuthi udle ifa lomhlaba. Uzolithola kanjani? Ngokuba mnene.
If you're a hothead and you're always at friction with people and at loggerheads with them, fighting with people, arguing with them, and finding fault and criticizing God, then you will not inherit the earth. You'll even lose that which you have. That doesn't mean that you've got to start seeking the things of this world. No. The Bible says we should seek the things that are above. But Jesus says there is a way that if you are meek in that manner, that you inherit the earth.
UJesus vezela ukuthi izulu singalithola kanjani lapha emhlabeni.
Now Jesus shows us the way, how we can get hold of heaven right here on earth.
Busiseke.
Where you are blessed.
Angikususi lokhu ukuthi ubulawe ngenxa yenkolo, uma kade sinesikhathi besukhuluma ngalokho ukuthi nibusisiwe lapha abantu bekhuluma kabi ngani, beqhamba amanga, benza kobe abasho konke ukubi ngani. Kukhona lokho, kodwa kukhona nokuthi udle ifa lomhlaba. UJesu uyakuvezela ukuthi uzolidla kanjani. Thatha lezi zinyathelo ezishiwo uNkulunkulu ubone ukuthi akuzokwenzeka yini.
I don't deny that there is something like that where people suffer and are ill-treated because of their faith. If we had time, we could speak about that, where Jesus said, blessed are you if people speak all manner of ill about you because of my name. Yes, there is all of that, but there is also this which Jesus speaks about here, where he says, blessed are you if you are meek, for you will inherit the earth. And Jesus shows us how we can go about it to inherit the earth.
Uma ufuna umbuso wezulu, yiba mpofu emoyeni.
If you seek the kingdom of heaven, then be poor in spirit.
Uma ufuna ukududuzwa, khala.
If you want to be comforted, mourn.
Uma ufuna ukudla ifa lomhlaba, yiba mnene.
And if you would like to inherit the earth, then be meek.
Angathi ke ukuthi wena ubunendlebe yokuzwa noma cha. Angathi ukuthi wena usuzongena yini kulokhu uNkulunkulu akukhulumayo kuwe, akufundisayo. UJesu engakakhulumi nabantu, wakhuluma nabafundi esendaweni ephakeme. Athi ngizonivezela, philani ngalendlela.
I don't know if you've had an ear to hear what the Lord said to you. And I don't know if it's going to change your life that you will now do that which He told you. Before the Lord Jesus would speak to the outsiders and to the crowds, He would first speak to that intimate group that was with Him, His close circle, and He would say to them, this is what you should do and how you should live.
Kukhona ukuthi umuntu athangazi angazi abanye bayabusiseka mina ngibusiseki sibuze ukuthi umpofu yini uyabona umpofu bakho udinga usizo oluzokhipha kulobo bumpofu.
There are people that say, well, I see others are blessed, but I'm not blessed. I don't know why I'm not blessed. Well, take stock and see. Are you poor in spirit? Do you realize your dire and your desperate need, where you need help to rescue you out of that need?
Bese ube mnene ube ukhale ukhalela izono zakho.
And examine to see whether you mourn over your sin to such an extent where God from heaven then comes and comforts you.
Uma ungakahlangani nalokho nokukhala okunjalo, hayi ukukhala ngokufa kwengane yakho, hayi ukukhala ngokufa komzali wakho, kodwa ukukhale ngokuhluleka kwakho.
See to it that you know that kind of mourning, not just the type of mourning where you weep over a parent or a child that has passed away, but where you mourn over your sin and your wicked life, that God might save you and you rescue you out of that.
Mina cha uNkulunkulu kabheka ubuso bomuntu kodwa ezizweni zonke wenza okulungile uyamukeleka kuye kwenze lokhu ngaze ngasho ukuthi akusho lutho okukuzungezile ngena kulokhu akushoyo uNkulunkulu uyolithola izulu hayi kwelizayo kuphela kodwa lapha.
And some say, well, only the whites are blessed. No, God is no respecter of persons. He doesn't look at who you are, but the Bible says anyone who does that which is right will be acceptable before God, and God will bless you. And it doesn't matter where you are, what your environment is, but you seek God and do that which He says, and He will bless you.
Just these 3 points will teach you how you'll receive the blessing. What is of importance? Welche Lok salig, 3 keer salig, die, wat zien, ons is arm, ek is arm, die wat treur, die, those that are meek and mild. That will get you to places. Say, you've got to have, in the world it's like that, you've got to have the right connections to get promotion. But in the kingdom of God, it's not like that. Sit at Jesus' feet and just ponder over these 3 things and pray with all your heart. Oh God, may I be a Christian according to these 3 points, and your whole life will be revolutionized. God will bless you. You'll find that heaven is closed. It's hard. It's tough going because of your own fault.
Emhlabeni kunjalo ukuthi uma waza abantu bathize noma usemdenini othize hayi uthola ama position kodwa la embusweni kaNkuluNkulu akunjalo. Hlola nje ukuthi impilo yakho ihambisana nalamaphuza amathathu. Uma kunjalo uzobona ukuthi impilo yakho iguquke uthola isibusiso sasezulwini. Kodwa uma uthola ukuthi izulu livalekile, lifana nensimbi, wayihlola impilo yakhe khona okungalungile.
Kusekuningi uJesu akushilo. Kodwa ngithinta umphetho wengubo nje. Ihloko ezintathu. Angasike ukuthi wena usesixukwini phansi noma ukhuphuka noJesu utholakala usendaweni ephakemeyo.
There's so much more that the Lord Jesus said. We just touched the hem of the garment, and I touched only on these three points. But examine your life to see, did you go up onto that mountainside with the Lord Jesus, or are you still amongst the crowds there at the bottom?
As tenders.
Shall we pray?
Nkosi Jesu, usisize ilona lo abesenyaweni zakho.
Lord Jesus, won't you help each and every one they might find themselves at your feet.
Bazi ukuthi sisondela kuNkulunkulu.
That a person might realize I have drawn nigh unto God.
uNkulunkulu usesifundisa indlela yakhe. Hayi indlela yakithi. Hayi siko lomhlaba. Hayi okushiwa abantu kodwa okushiwa uNkulunkulu.
But each one might say, the Lord has taught me His ways, not the ways of this world, according to the tradition of this world, but according to God's heavenly ways.
Amen.